I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. It's important for us all to be home and practicing social distancing with great dedication during the COVID-19 pandemic, but we also need to feel connected to others during this stressful time. To talk about practical ways to stay connected from a distance is Dr. Alyssa Reingold. She's a professor and clinical psychologist within the Department of Psychiatry and Behavioral Sciences at MUSC. Dr. Reingold, why is it important that we all work out a plan so that we really have some ways to stay connected to people during this unusual, stressful time?
It's really important to stay connected in order just to prevent feelings of emotional and social isolation.
What are some of the issues when people really do start to feel isolated?
Well, feelings of isolation can lead to depression. It can lead to feelings of anxiety and loneliness. So it is really important that despite the fact that we can't physically be present with our social connections, that we do reach out and connect with them in other ways. So it is important to take stock and reflect on, am I getting my needs met by my social interactions right now? And if not, how can I make some improvements? How can I reach out and stay connected with others?
What are our best virtual ways to feel like we are still kind of in the loop with our friends and family?
There's clearly the telephone. Others have been using various types of apps, such as Zoom or Skype or FaceTime, to virtually be able to see in video conference calls with other people. In this time frame, we need to be more intentional, more structured. So it might be that we have to reach out to friends or family and say, hey, tomorrow at 11 o'clock, can we set up a time to talk? And then another friend, hey, tomorrow at 5, do you want to virtually have dinner with me? Well, I'll eat dinner at my house, you eat dinner at your house, and we can talk over dinner. But I think planning those activities will really help combat that sense of isolation.
And what about the idea of staying connected with groups of friends or groups of family? It's a little different dynamic, but also important.
Absolutely. And again, there are some great apps now that you can meet up with multiple people, like on Zoom, for instance, and have book club or get the whole family together to talk at once, share pictures or videos of your pets with each other.
And these connections and these conversations that we're having virtually with our friends and loved ones might be a bit different for everyone.
Yes, some people really might need to reach out and talk through their feelings and their reactions to this pandemic because it's difficult and stressful. Whereas other people, when they reach out for them, they just might need to reach out just for some relief, for some humor, some lighthearted conversation. So everybody is unique in what they may need when they seek out some social support. I know this is stressful for everybody across the whole world, and I think this is not something that is going to last forever, and we can reach out and lean on each other as a community to get through this.
Dr. Reingold, thanks for providing information about staying connected with others during this pandemic.
Thank you, Bobby.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.